it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit with our friends from the University of Arizona and we talk about what they're doing. I ask them their plans for the future and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Miley McSwain. Welcome to KXCI.
Thank you for having me.
What do you do at the U?
I work in a reproductive toxicology lab under Dr. Zalian Craig. We study how chemicals and plastics are affecting infertility in women.
What are you seeing?
We are seeing that chemicals and plastics are lowering the follicle counts within your ovaries. And the follicles, they house your oocytes, which are your eggs. We're seeing a lower count of these, and they're mostly damaged. It lowers your chance of getting pregnant.
How do these plastics get into our bodies?
These chemicals, phthalates, are most commonly found in beauty products, so lipsticks, makeup. They're also found in pill coatings, so if you take any sort of pharmaceutical pills, they're what line your medication.
Plastics have been around a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad that you are studying this, and I also kind of wish that people were studying this 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you know the history of how this study came to be?
I know that women fertility has been decreasing throughout the most recent decades, and they're trying to find a common link between what could be causing this. And so they're looking at chemicals found in the environment. And a really common one that they found in the urine was phthalates. And so then they started to see how phthalates were affecting the body. And that's how this kind of led to how are they affecting the ovaries.
Do you have any messages that you can share with women and girls at this moment based on your studies of things that they can do?
What I personally do, I try to buy products that are phthalate free. So all my shampoos, all my shower products are all phthalate free. And I think it's really important to just look at the labels because it will tell you in the store if there's phthalates in it. The most common one you'll see is dibutyl phthalate. It will say dibutyl phthalate or DBP, in shortened. On the bottle, it will actually say its name. It's just being mindful of what you're buying.
Thank you for sharing this awareness with us today, Miley. What are your plans for the future after you graduate?
I am looking at pursuing an MD PhD. Hopefully, I want to specialize in toxicology, like what I've been doing in my undergrad, and study the effects of chemicals on the human body. I want to continue doing that. With my current experience in the reproductive lab, I've become very passionate about women's reproductive health, and I'm hoping to continue that in my medical degree and hopefully become an OBGYN.
Good luck. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Do you ever listen to music?
I listen to a lot of early 2000s music, like Usher or like J. Cole. A lot of that music, like my generation listened to growing up, is what I continue to listen to now.
It's like a time machine.
Exactly. Yes.
Thank you so much, Miley, for being here today. Really appreciate the work you're doing, and we're really glad to have you here in Tucson and on Thesis Thursday.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.